and welcome to ReachMahjong.com's weekly podcast. it's weekly-ish.
Yes.
I am Gar the Nelson, one of your normal hosts, and our other host is Jenmar.
That's me.
And we seem to be having a little technical difficulty, perhaps. Is it just volume for us, or is it volume for everybody?
I think it's just for us.
Okay, that's good.
This is really weird. Why is it suddenly doing? I told you, something always happens for no reason to me. This is the no reason something that's happening to me.
The thing for today that happens for no reason is that we get random volume increases and decreases, and there's a weird high-pitched squeak.
Yep.
Which may or may not be audible to all of you out there. Thanks for tuning in.
No idea.
In our long-time no-podcast re-podcasting. I'm having trouble hearing me again.
It sounds like it's something with this.
I think it's having a bad connection issue.
The audio interface
is blinking sometimes, and
maybe it's these connectors. Maybe I'll change those connectors to the black ones.
Okay, seems to be better now, that way.
Yeah, don't touch anything.
Yay, okay, nobody move, can't even talk.
Yeah.
Okay, well, yes, it's been a while since we've talked to you guys, and a lot of stuff has actually happened in the last couple weeks since we last talked.
Yes. Lots of Mahjong stuff.
Yes, Mahjong has started happening again. For one, we went to League. You had not a bad showing in League, yeah?
Yeah, League was fine.
League was fine. Oh, I moved too much. Or maybe not. I think because it still seems to be sensing us. It says in blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, I think it's just
it's
this
just
out volume that goes to us.
Is for some reason. Okay, so while we're sort of imagining that perhaps everything is okay.
That's okay, keep talking.
Yes. So you did all right in League.
Yeah, only in League.
Well, it's not a bad place to start. You got plus 15, I think?
Yeah, it would be if that was a good start to lead on to other things, but that wasn't the case.
Well, but, you know, I mean, well, all right. But it's the first League session, which could lead to other good League sessions also.
Right. That's pretty much my only chance now for the rest of the...
Well, are you participating in Champions League also?
I didn't this month, so I don't know if I'll have time to. But with North Kanto and stuff.
It is difficult to get in there, right? I am going to try to do Champions League from next month. I'm not sure, actually. So I did mention that I had this event on Sunday, and then when I said that to Mr. Big River, he said, yes, okay, let's do separate days for you guys. So, I don't know, maybe I am getting...
keep talking, I'm
okay.
Just doing the mics.
Maybe I am getting... put on some special sessions just for me. Because they changed the whole system back again to the old system that we had, right?
Yeah, they did. But one thing is that there were 19 people this time.
That's not a very good number.
And so instead of having... And they also were doing their master's qualifier. And so instead of having three tables of four...
They had a Sanma table? That would be awesome if there was a Sanma table.
It would be awesome, but no. Instead, they asked one person if he could just go home.
What?
And then also Okawa and Yukio did not play.
Oh, so that's going to be, I guess, my Betsubi.
Yeah,
with those guys.
That. So 1 second. And we're back.
Yay. By the way, Betsubi in Japanese, by the way, is, it means an extra day. So it's because I had a special Mahjong event that I got invited to. That was fun.
Yeah, it must be nice.
No, right as I said, I was trying to think about how I present this as not being so nice. But yes, it was kind of fun to go to a special Fight Club event, actually. It was for Fight Club. 8 users who had advanced through some tournament somewhere, which I'm not sure which it was. But they were chosen based on their awesome performance to play against 8 pros. It was interesting the way they did it this time, because everybody, like, 2 pros and two Fight Club users were matched up, and then those pairs went around for the, excuse me, for the first qualifying round.
Mm-hmm.
So we played four East only games, and the first four East only games, I was with Nikaido Rumi every time.
Nice.
And she had an awful day. So it was nice to not have to run up against her all day. It was like very first thing. Like she starts as Oya. She starts as a dealer first hand, and then first thing that happens, this one dude just draws. He reaches. I oikake reach, so I reach the same draw, and then he drew his winner first turn. He opens up his hand. Oh, he's got three Dora already in his hand. Like he's got Dora Anko. And then he looks at the Urda Dora. And, oh, he gets another three more Dora. So, oh, Reach, Ippatsu, Tsumo, and six Dora.
Nice.
So right off the bat, Rumi's down 8,000 points. And I was down 4,000 points. Well, 5,000 points because I had just reached also. So you got my Reach stick. So, yeah, that first game, Rumi and I finished fourth and third. And then the next game, also, I had pretty crappy. Then I finished fourth and third game. Second game, I was like, oh, man, I just have no hope. And then from then on, all of a sudden, I just couldn't do anything wrong. Like, everything just started working out right.
Nice.
I would reach, and then I would draw my winner, first draw. Actually, all right, not everything worked out perfectly. I made it to the semifinals. And then in the semifinals, after building up a little bit of a lead, suddenly I just threw like Mangan twice, and then somebody drew another big hand. It was just like, oh god! I'm like, we all start off with 30,000 points, and I was like at 9,000 at the beginning of the south round. So I was thinking, oh, it's kind of just over. And then we barely got to my turn as dealer before time started seeming to run out,
mm-hmm.
And I got to ready with like there's like 2 minutes left, and I'm like, oh, reach. And then I draw my winner first draw. Oh, yes. Okay, that's... That wasn't the one I drew. It went a couple rounds. And then because I drew the red five of bamboos, look at that. I get Mangan. Oh, nice. It's the old slat
entry. I think this is the end of this...
This little...
It's your face's life. So.
Worker.
So I get... It means I can resort to slap.
Yeah. I won that Mangan hand, and then the very next hand, like, so then I had to do that thing where, you know, like, you know, time is about to end, so then you, like, people kind of put out their the tempo, and I'm like, grabbing tempo, trying to push the tiles in and then hit the dice thing before they call time, because, you know, that's the rule I've always heard, right? If you roll the dice before they call time,
yeah.
then you're good to go.
Right.
So yeah, I just barely pulled that off, and then, as we're taking high pie, Hiro's like, okay, time. So this is going to be the last hand. Like, okay, three draws in, I get to ready with 147 bamboo weight, and two red Dora. I reach. I draw four on the first draw. Oh, Richi Patsumo, Dora Dora, Tanyao. I only had one Dora, sorry. I only had one Aka, so that I did need the two that I got from the Urda also. So I was like, oh, Roxanne Oru. And I just barely slid in front of, what's his name? Hisato from the other table. Which was nice payback because on Thursday I threw Kokushi to him at... I threw 13 Orphans Hand to him at Sparta, at our little study group, which I made, I said that at the beginning of the time, too. I was like, oh, well, you know, I threw Kokushi to Sato earlier this week, so I think I've probably used up all my bad luck, so I can only win from here on out. And then, of course,
that's
what happened.
Clever.
Yeah. And it worked. I won. The final table, too, yeah, I just kind of won running away with it. I think I had like 60,000 points by the end of the game.
Nice.
So yes, I had a fun weekend. Because actually, this weekend we also had Masters.
Yeah, and somebody broke their promise.
Another thing. What?
Someone promised me they would not do any better than me in Masters.
Oh.
And then they went and did better.
Well, see, the thing is, by virtue of my own little tiny status, I was doing better than you right from the start anyway.
Yeah, but you could have just lost then.
I could have just not shown up, it's true.
That too.
So it sounds like you didn't have that great a master's.
I started out, I got first place. I was good at it. I was playing how I wanted to play and everything. And then I got second first that time. And then the next game, I got last place.
Oh.
So the first time, the first game, I was actually in the corner seat.
Corner seat? You mean like the
corner
of
the
wall?
Room? Yeah, of the room. And I got first place. And then the next game, I was across from that seat. And I got last place, and that seat got first place. And then the next game, I was there again. And the corner seat got first place again, and I got last place again. And then the fourth game, I was sitting in the north seat to the corner seat.
Mm-hmm.
So next to the corner seat. And the corner seat got first place again.
So it is all
and
about...
And I got last place.
Seating.
Yeah, there's no such thing as nagare.
It's just the seating.
It's only the seating that matters in Mahjong.
Interesting. So you were the table master for your table then?
Yeah, I think I need to stop being the table master. I think
yeah.
It's bad luck for me.
I never want to be table master.
I always want to, because then I can just sit there and I don't have to move.
Yeah, well, I'm always late, first of all, so I'm not likely to be a person that they're choosing to be table master anyway, just because it's at the point where they've sort of got the tables mostly decided, so they're not going to be opening up a new table for anybody.
Mm.
And then, also, I wonder if they also just think, man, we don't want to have Garth in charge of a table. What if he just said something random that's just totally wrong?
Being in charge of the table is a little bit too generous, I think.
Right, yeah, so you're not really in charge of
the
table.
It means you sit at the same table for
right.
four games. That's pretty much all it means.
That's pretty much all it means, except that they do want it to be a they always choose a renmei person. So that it's somebody who's going to be more knowledgeable about renmei rules.
Okay, but that all that does is guarantee that there's always a renmei person at each table.
Wow.
It doesn't matter if that person is the renmei person at the table, like to say the scores or whatever that somebody might need help with. But all it does is ensure that there's a renmei person at every table for every game.
Right.
And probably two or three.
It's obviously not.
That specific renmei person has no authority.
Yeah, no authority. It's just that I think they figure that they want to have one person that should know all the renmei rules instead of having four people that are just going to be like, oh, how does renmei do things here?
Yeah, that's pretty much the only thing. And and oftentimes there's so many other renmei people at the table that it doesn't really matter.
It's true, yes. Yes, it's true. What you say.
I know. I'm really smart. That's why.
I had a pretty, I don't know, my mind started off exactly the opposite from you. Like I took an okay second place in the first game, but then I took kind of weak third place in the second game. So it's like, I'm right back down to 0 points. I was kind of feeling like, there's really not much I can do here. I wasn't really playing badly, but I couldn't really have done anything better. It's not like I made any decisions that were like, oh yeah, shouldn't have done that. Except for one of them when I had one, I had a really cheap hand, which, the dealer reached, and then I followed reaching him, and then right after that, another person reached, and I was thinking, oh gosh, boy, this was obviously a really stupid reach, until two draws later when the third reacher threw my winner to me, and I got everybody's reach points, and, you know, it ended up only being a 2,600 point hand. But I don't know, killed everybody else's reaches, and all of a sudden, next hand I drew Oya Mon, so dealer Mon God, right? So I don't know, like a kind of weak play sort of worked out for me, and then for the rest of the day, I was kind of just lying silently, waiting for letting other people kind of kill themselves while I kind of just hung out in the shadows and took small positives.
Nice, that's nice.
No, I mean, it's not a fun way to win. It doesn't feel good.
Why does it not feel good?
Well, I mean, it doesn't feel like I did anything. It's just...
So what? I mean, I feel like you did something and lose, and it's miserable, so why do you care if you...
Yeah, I don't really care. It's just like...
nothing to win. I think winning feels awesome. It doesn't really matter if you did it.
Yes, it felt more awesome.
See, that's why. You don't know what it's like to lose, that's why.
Well, but there's a difference between winning because other people kill themselves.
There's not a difference.
Well, actually, the thing is, I didn't win. I was 18th. 18th out of 72, and 24 people got to continue on to
That's
masters
perfect.
From that group. So, yeah, I mean, it works.
I don't see, the problem is you don't know what it's like to lose, so you
have gotten this fuman about
when you don't lose.
I have gotten a lot of experience losing in the last couple months.
No. Every time you talk about losing, you call losing second place. That's not the same as losing.
Well, sometimes it is.
Not usually. When you talk about it, usually it's not the same as losing.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
At least to us common folk.
Common folk? You're not common. You.
Ooh, my number of first places is really embarrassing. If I only counted first places as wins, then I really, really would be ready to kill myself. I have to count my non-fourth places as wins, basically. And then I might win half the time if I'm lucky. Only when I have a really good nut on it.
Or if you're in the corner seat.
Yeah.
Huh. Well then. Yes.
It really doesn't matter how far ahead I get during a game. Somehow somebody always manages to come back and beat me.
Oh man, that came really close to happening in my third game.
See, that came really close to happening one time this weekend.
Well, actually, all right, it's not the one dude that took that very first hand from the drunk drew that very first hand while Rumi was dealer. He had an amazing day all day until the final game, and then suddenly I just kind of took over.
No, but that happens to me. That happens in almost all of my games. That's not something that almost happens to me sometimes, or always happens once in a while. But for the past 2 months, it's happened to me any time I've had any sort of lead. I had a 50,000-point lead in this free game last weeks ago. I think it's two or three times I had 50,000 points, and somebody still came from behind and beat me.
That would be pretty frustrating.
Not just once. It's like three times in a weekend.
It sounds really frustrating.
Yeah. No, that's just normal for me. So. And that's pretty much what I've come to expect by now.
This was while you were playing free or while you were playing
league? It's just free.
Free.
And it's pretty much ever since I won the Japan Open in poker, that's pretty much become the case too. Basically, if I have any overpair and they have any underpair, it's just waiting for them to hit their set or their flush. I can't go in with an overpair expecting to win any hand.
Wow.
I pretty much just get ready to stand up and go get a drink or something. Whatever I was waiting to do until I busted out.
Huh.
That's my cue.
Well, so after Thursday, we went to Ara's birthday party, and he was complimenting me on the way I played, even though I had just lost miserably that day. And I was kind of ranting in a similar way to you there. I was like, I don't know, it doesn't seem like what I'm doing is right. I mean, if this one I'm doing is right, how come it doesn't help me win at all, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, no, you're just in a slump. So maybe you're just in a slump.
I've been in an 8-year slump.
But you did win the Japan Open, which is pretty huge. And then, I don't know,
I haven't made any significant cashes whatsoever since I won that. I've lost probably, I don't know what the percentage is. I've lost, what's 2 out of 50?
2 out of 50 is
4%.
About,
I've lost 4% of my winnings already.
You may have to get a calculator. 4%, yes.
4% of my winnings so far.
Well, it's pretty small. If you're given,
that's because I've been playing with a small rates because I'm afraid of losing the entire thing. I've been playing with this.
So, yeah, maybe that's probably just to get your mojo back.
No, I never had a mojo. You don't understand.
You're
talking like I used to win at Mahjong.
Well, you won something. You won Japan Open, it seems.
That's
like.
Not Mahjong.
Well, it's something.
It's not even close to Mahjong.
It's similar.
We're talking about Mahjong. I'm telling you, I've never won at Mahjong before.
Well,
right,
I'm not sure what all these wires
are. Let's see. North Kanto, you have a trophy from Masters.
Yes.
You win all the time on Fight Club.
Okay, so I've actually won one thing, and I won this little event today, or on Sunday, but that was just like a 16-people tournament.
It doesn't matter. You probably get Donnie points for it.
No, I sure don't.
Really?
I did certainly ask for that, because I wanted some, but that just did not seem to be an issue.
For TV ones. Maybe it's just the people they like.
It's just, I think it's just Tengu.
No, for Mondo and stuff, they get it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Difficult.
It's not like vlog of the Mondo, so it doesn't matter.
Yes. What a relief. one thing I was going to talk about, at least in Masters, that, like, it didn't end up killing me, but, like, what I was just about to say, that somebody, like you were saying, that somebody always seems to come up from behind and kill you. In my third game, which I was winning pretty handily, actually, I put together about a 12,600-point lead, I think. On the very last hand, I'm pretty sure it was the last draw, too. The girl in last place, who had already lost her first two games also, so she's pretty much out of the tournament. And by being 10-5 at the end, she was not going to get out of last place. She was not hopefully going to slide into third place just on the Noten Bakbu.
Right.
And she ends up throwing Hanuman to some dude that had just reached.
Which we agree with.
Which,
in principle.
Yes, in principle. It
is infuriating when it happens to you, but in principle, we agree
yeah.
with.
You should. You should. Yeah, you should play the way you want to play. But the thing is, it is frustrating that, I mean, that Mahjong cannot. And this was the point that people were making at me when I was saying, why can't Mahjong tournaments be more like poker tournaments? And they're like, well, Mahjong is so different from poker. I don't know. I don't see anybody.
Okay, winning a poker tournament is different than winning Mahjong because it just means that it has it doesn't show that I'm good at Mahjong in any way. But Mahjong is not that different from poker in that context.
I know. I don't understand how the two are so obviously that different. Except for this one point in that when you're pretty much dying in a poker tournament, you can't really affect the tournament so much anymore. If you make some stupid play and you give away the last little bit of your chips, well, somebody busts you out. But that little bit of chips that you had left is not going to make or break
the game
for somebody else.
Okay, but let's say you're really bad, you make a lot of bad plays, and you get a lot of chips.
Uh-huh.
And then you give all those chips to somebody else that you took from. So you took them from a good player.
Right.
And you give them to another bad or a good player. You can affect the tournament a lot if you make weird plays.
That's absolutely true, but... you're affecting the tournament while you still have a chance to win the tournament. But when you are already eliminated from the tournament, you're just a spoiler.
Yeah, but then if you stop playing then, if you stop like dealing into people and stuff like that, and you play the way pros should play, then you're helping out the person with more points.
Right. And so...
So basically, if she hadn't thrown that Hanuman, she would have been helping you.
Right.
And that in turn hurting the other players. So the only way to avoid that is to just play how you would play and not worry about
also,
if you're still in the game or not.
But why would she throw that Hanuman anyway? I mean, seriously, was she seriously concerned about saving the 1,000 points that she would have gotten from being Tenpai at the end? Which, I don't know. I mean, that's not...
I just feel like if you were in that guy's position, you won the Hanuman, then you wouldn't have any complaints about it at all.
Oh, I think I would definitely say I can't believe... It doesn't seem right that this person who had no reason to do what she did. The thing is, it's not like she should be not doing that because she cannot. I'm not saying she shouldn't do it because she cannot win. She shouldn't do it because it's not the right play Mahjong wise anyway, whether she's winning or losing. I don't see how that was going to help her. I don't know what was in her hand. She could no longer win the hand. She was only really going to get.
And this hand is definitely going to end the game.
That guy, oh, it's true, I guess, the dealer was also pretty obviously giving up the hand. It was the final hand of that round. So
okay, so the hand is going, if that hand is going to end the game. Then okay, that makes sense. But like during the Sparta tournament, I actually did that. I took Tenpai. And Moriyama told me before I discarded not to take Tenpai. And I did it anyway. And then he and Moriyama were like, the game's gonna end if you throw it to him. And I was, so, but if I get Tenpai, then I still have a chance at Yakuman and getting a higher than last place for the end of the game if I get a Yakuman in the last hand.
Right.
And so if the hand continued then,
uh-huh.
if I had thrown it to Ide, he would have won and nothing would have changed for me.
Uh-huh.
But if I took Tenpai and I didn't throw it to him,
uh-huh.
even if the title was dangerous, and we had one more hand to play because Moriyama was Tenpai,
uh-huh.
then I still had a little bit better chance with if I had got Yakuman or something. That was my reason for
it. So that seems like a viable reason to me. And what really seems unbelievable to me is that I have to ask, did they actually say this to you before you...
Before I discarded.
So while you're playing, they're actually trying to give you directions on how to play.
Yeah, he said, well, Jen can't take Tenpai. And then I discarded, and they're like, why did you do that? It would end if you threw it to him. And this was during the live broadcast.
Wow. That is really just unbelievable. Huh. So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if in her mind she looked at the situation and she thought, well, maybe there's going to be another hand in which I can get Yakuman and whatever, but...
Well, that was completely my reasoning.
Uh-huh.
If I threw to him and it ended right there, nothing would change because I was last place. But it would give me just that tiny sliver of a chance.
Well, but see, that's the thing. You normally... So, if you're just going to throw Hail Marys all the time...
Well, it's not all the time. That was the situation.
Well, no, right.
But
I mean, yeah. Once you need a miracle to win, that means you're also just going to be throwing miracles to other players, which is also, I don't know.
You're starting to sound a lot like the big guys.
Well, I can understand the argument against why it's more difficult to make Mahjong tournaments more like poker tournaments because. Somebody who is basically out of the tournament can really, really affect the outcome.
Then they just need to make the system so that somebody is not out of the tournament.
Right, so, yeah, that's how you're going to have to change it. But then that means you're going to have to really start limiting the number of games that people can play. Like, I mean, once somebody loses two games, maybe you just got to throw them out right away.
Why not? Like, the tournament way that we play for Judansen. Or they could play like Kono was talking before about making tournaments where you play like poker tournaments where you have a certain amount of chips and once they're gone you're out.
That would be interesting also, I think.
And then, you know, people tsumo, that's similar to the antes in poker. You just have to pay those times. So
that is a really interesting way to think about
it. There are lots of ways that you could make it.
Yeah, certainly the system
just as fair for everybody.
Right. So that's my point, is that the way it's set up right now, there are reasons that it's going to end up being sort of unfair. And I'm not saying that I'm not actually saying that she shouldn't have done that. I'm just saying that I can't find a good reason for it.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, that's like her play, but to me it's not non-pro to...
No.
What they call it is imi no nai sanchaku. And to me, there's not a lot of imi no nai sanchakus, especially in League and everything like that. Like, League, even just 1 point, you get more Dani points. So you can use that as an argument as a last resort. You know what I mean? Like, to me, I don't have any responsibility to make sure that somebody else gets to keep the points that they have.
No.
Or gets to keep the place that they have. Or if they're, like, high in the rankings and they just need to make sure that they beat the one guy next to him so that they can move up. It's not my responsibility to make sure that, oh, because he got points in this game, I better not get in the way. That's not my responsibility. I don't feel like that at all.
No.
And I can't, no matter how many times they say that, I can't agree. Maybe that's why Moriyama says I'm different than Japanese people. I don't know. But I disagree.
Well, yes, I have always been on that side of the argument with you, too. It's just that, yeah, the system is created in such a way that you're going to have these incidences where somebody who is basically who cannot do anything good for themselves anymore still does good things for other players, and that
sometimes not getting in the way is a good thing for another player too.
Right. So that is a flaw in the system, that somebody that should no longer have any effect on the game can still have an effect on the game.
Yeah, there's also, I mean, it's not just people that don't have a chance anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes in, like, Pro Queen, before they would have, like, dummy players. So dudes would just come in and play because they didn't have enough people to fill the tables.
Whoa.
And so when they did that, some of the players would just play normally, and some of them would say, I'm not going to win any hands. I'm just basically, like, it's a moving machine. And maybe he wouldn't Fujikomu either. But, like, and if they were all playing the exact same way, it might be a
it
little
be
bit
a little,
more fair.
Yeah, you
but,
might be able to justify it a little bit better,
but
still.
They each played a different way. So it's just,
well,
like,
and
the
besides
one kept
that,
getting on their table or not.
Yeah. How ridiculous is that? That seems really...
I think that was the first year I played Brooklyn.
That seems really, really ridiculous. Why wouldn't they just do five-person tables?
I think it was, like, the first round kind of thing, and then... Because it, so they didn't have enough time. They had two rounds or something like that, so they didn't have enough time to play a five-person table.
Wow.
Because everybody would have to wait around to play the next round.
Pro Queen is like... Oh,
yeah.
Okay, that's right.
What they do with Pro Queen, I think they have four games, and then they people get eliminated after four games.
Uh-huh.
And they play two more games, or one or two more games, and then that decides who remains the next day.
Wow. I'm sorry. Nose error.
So it only happens during the first four games, but that is...
That's still hardly justifiable. Wow. Well, okay, that's our little Masters rant and wrap-up. Let's see, anything going on this month? You playing any Mahjong problems in case people are in Japan?
Not till June 1st.
Until June. All right, well, things coming up. I do get to play in Masters Honsen, so maybe I'll have some news for you after that, or maybe I'll just have the same old, make the Honsen and gave away all my points.
We both are playing in the Internet Mahjong Championship.
Right.
I'm playing on Thursday the 24th. You're playing on the 25th.
Friday, yes.
On Han Game. Have you practiced on there, Beth?
I have not practiced. I need to hurry up and do that, huh?
Yeah, it's kind of fun. It's a lot faster than Ron Ron.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
I made my avatar in Pretty Hot. And I put an article up on ReachMahjong.com about it.
Ooh,
about
nice.
Us playing in it. And this should go up on ReachMahjong.com as well.
Yay. So, yes, thanks for tuning in, as always. Oh, by the way, if you want to get in touch with us, I am Garth E, GARTHEEE on Twitter. And on Twitter, you are?
Mahjong Jen, one N.
With one N. And if you want to send us mail, I'm Garth E, just one E, at reachmahjong.com. And Jen's just the same Jen, at reachmahjong.com.
J-E-N-N.
J-E-N-N.
Two N's in the email address.
Oh, wow. So complicated.
So complicated.
Okay, thanks for listening, and we'll come back and say some more interesting stuff next week.
See ya!